Hi, Bob.
Hello.
You can get started with Manolo.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good, Manolo. How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks. Last night, when Olson went down, you had, of course, a replacement at first base. You didn't even think about Mitch Moreland because what you know was going on. And now we see Seth Brown is in there instead when Olson is not able to play. Wondering, how the recovery of Moreland is coming along, and if there's any thought that we'll probably have to put him in the DL.
No, I don't think so. I think as long as we get through today and use him potentially as a pinch hitter and have the off day tomorrow, I think he'll be good to go. That's one of the reasons he's not in there today. We're trying to be careful. We have a ton of injuries right now, just something you have to play through. But I think we're gaining a lot of ground with him. And like I said, after the off day, I think he'll be able to get back in the DH role.
And last night, Bassett went through what happened to him at that bat. Then he was able to pitch as many as 5 innings. Wonder if the next day, today, of course, he feels anything about his shoulder that might make you think that probably he'll need an extra day or two.
Well, he's going to get an extra day with the off day. So that's a good thing. But it's a little sore. But as long as he doesn't have to hit the next game, he should be fine. He says he's retiring from hitting.
Jess Kleinschmidt.
Hey, Bob, good morning.
Morning.
Sorry if you've spoken on this lately. I know you've had some issues. I don't say issues or situations in the past with the MLB replay system. It's kind of been a topic of conversation this week. So what are your thoughts overall on the MLB replay system and how it's impacted you and the A's?
So I've been a little bit outspoken in the past about it. I look, it's needed. You need to try to get the calls right. There are a lot of close plays that, look like they could go either way. And, the call that is made obviously is influential in where the replay goes. There are a lot of times that I've been frustrated with it, and then the next day you sit back and you kind of understand. When you're on one side, you always think that, you're getting the short end of it. So at the end of the day, it's needed. And there are going to be some calls over the course of the season that you might not agree with. But it's the egregious calls that could affect games. That's why replays in pl you know why there is replay. And I think there's it should be.
Jody Jackson.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Jody.
Just a question for you, if you don't mind, out of the day-to-day. And
Hi, Bowmel.
there's Mark Grace. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bowmel. Is it true that you and I have never lost a match on the golf course?
It's true, and I don't even think it's been close. So there have been times when they try to break us up because it's just not fair. So
It isn't fair, but I didn't want to, do too much to your Zoom call here. Just want to say hello,
no,
buddy.
it brightened my Zoom call up. So
And I just love leaning next to Jody, that's all.
there you
See
go.
you, pal.
All right.
Well,
Sorry about
and
that,
there
Jody.
he is. Yeah, no, that's perfectly. I told him join in, if he had something to say, which he always does. And 2001, though, I'm gonna harken back because it's been 20 years. And so if you don't mind me going there, what does it feel like 20 years ago?
It does and it doesn't. And it's all right to go there because every time I come back here, I go there. I do a little run out there and I always look at the spot where the ball dropped and remember the celebration of that day and how, that's one of a kind, feeling that you have. So it's all right to go there. It does when you think back. It feels like it's a long time ago, but I can remember every event in that World Series. I certainly can remember every instance and move we made in the ninth inning and potential moves that we were going to make in the ninth inning. So, yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago, but it feels like yesterday in the remembrance of it and all the things that led up to, a lot of the exciting moments in that series.
One quick follow-up on that with Bob Brenly, who's obviously here in the building as well. Can you describe the kind of bond that you have with you know, the two of you sharing in that moment, you know, all season long, creating what you did with this team, with that 0-1 team, and then winning it. What kind of a bond do you share with BB?
I always have, you know, it's with our days with the Giants, you know, from that day forward, my family, his family, we've always been very close. As soon as he got that job, he made a call. I had to make a move from the Tigers to come over here, but it was easy to do based on my relationship with him. And he knew it from the very beginning. He told me during spring training, we were going to win a World Series, that he had a dream three times. And as long as you have that third time, that it's going to come true. And it was amazing. He called it, and you know, it was just an unbelievable team with some incredible personalities, and ended up being, you know, as special a year as you could possibly have. But a lot of it was because of the fact that Bob and I were so close and still are.
Thanks, Bob.
Jacob Rudner.
Hi, Bob. I'm just wondering how Olson's doing today after what happened yesterday, and kind of just what's going on with him right now.
Yeah, you know, it's with where we are, you know, we got most of our bench injured today. So, you know, it's been something we've had to deal with here during the course of the season. We have any number of guys on the DL as well. So he's a tough guy. If he's not able to play today, it means it's bothering him some. Hopefully we gain some ground with treatment today. We have an off day tomorrow. We'll see if he'll be available, you know, the next day. But it got him in a tough spot. The thumb swole up. It's difficult for him to grip a bat, let alone really even catch a ball right now.
John Shea.
Hey, Bob, you say you go back to the point where the ball dropped, Gonzalez, the game 7 blooper over Jeter.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, were you surprised at all that they had the infield in with the bases loaded and one out? Because, you know, that's a ball Jeter catches, and it just seemed weird that they had the infield in with one out and Rivera, you know, all they need is a ground ball to get out of it.
I will never second guess Joe Torre. and it's easy to say. And if it works the other way, then he's a genius. He's trying to cut off the winning run. I mean, you can't blame him for that. You got a pitcher that can be a strikeout guy. He can get you pop-ups. You know, he's going to pitch you in, you know, the one, probably risk is a bloop over shortstop, which happened, but I don't know that I can second guess that. He's trying to cut off the winning run.
And did you go out there today or yesterday?
Yesterday, I do a little stair run, and I always look back. I barely saw the play because we had so many moves going on that inning with pinch runners and pitch hitters. I was trying to figure out where the lineup was going to go the next inning, and I didn't even see the swing. I sensed when the swing was, and when I turned and saw the ball floating over his head, I knew I didn't have to grind on the lineup card anymore.
But yesterday you walked out behind shortstop and just...
No, I just see, I look out there.
You looked out
there. I didn't walk there, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Vince Catronio.
Well, let me continue on this memory tour with you, Bob. I'm just curious, you've managed and you've won a lot of games since then. You've been with three different organizations. You've been in the postseason. I just wonder how much you've grown from that person that was alongside Bob and beginning the path that you are at now and continuing on.
I hope you grow every year and try to gain some knowledge, you know, all the time. It never stops. So, you know, this was a special place for me. You know, not only was I part of that World Series team, I got to manage here as well, and actually came back for a short stint as a special assistant. So this is a place that was really special to me. And every time I come here, you know, those thoughts cross your mind. But yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody in the game ever thinks they have it figured out. You can kind of get set in your ways from time to time, but with the advent of analytics and the way the game's changed, you always have to gain new knowledge and try to get better. I tell my players, you know, every day, you try to get a little bit better. If everybody gets a little bit better every day, even if it's just knowledge, then your team becomes better. So, yeah, I hope I'm still growing as far as that goes.
And then one other question, if you answered this before, I apologize. I was looking at golf videos in case there's a chance I could play golf with you at some point. But Jesus Luzardo, you saw him make his major league debut for you in a tough environment in Houston. Pitched really well in the playoff game against Tampa Bay. I mean, you've seen him have moments, but his last start, the way that he found a way to stay in that game, How important is that in a young pitcher's growth from your eyes, what you saw there, and hoping that that's another positive step for a guy that has a lot of talent?
Games like that can be a springboard for you. Now we'll see how it goes down the road, but I know he was tired of getting knocked around a little bit and tired of not having, you know, getting ahead in counts and pitching in the fashion that he expects to pitch. So I think he got frustrated to the point that he said, look, here's my best stuff. I'm going to come right after you. I'm not going to pick, you know, a lot of off count breaking balls and so forth. Here's my fastball. Go ahead and try to hit it. So, you know, that could be a big step in his career. You know, he's a very talented guy, and last year had to, you know, see some different things that he was used to seeing as far as getting hit around a little bit. And then there've been some big innings this year that he's a little frustrated with too. So, you know, hopefully that was a big step in his career.
All right. That's it. Thank you, Bob.